This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I want to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were...
Well, Drudge Report came through again. Citigroup imposes restrictions on client gun sales. And just like we talked to Kit Cope of the great folks at SpikesTactical.com, within 10 minutes of Drudge linking, they took the fake ban off, even though they admitted it was on purpose in Bloomberg. They fear Drudge because it's the number one site in the world, not just news site. It's like number two total traffic, but it's number one in the world. But the president looks at it, I'm told, neurotically, and not in a bad way. Just, I mean, I only look at it like 20 times a day. I think the president every 5 minutes. So Laura Loomer joins us. Big article up at dangerous.com. By the way, Milo's been wanting to come work here and stuff. I'm just dealing with all the lawsuits and trying to get the money to do that stuff. It's all up to you, the listeners, whether I can get Milo or Laura Loomer in here. I'm trying to make the decisions. They're just hammering the hell out of us here. I'm not bitching. I'm just throwing that out to everybody. But Laura's a great investigative journalist. She leaked audio reveals Broward County teachers planning to illegally storm the White House. That's up on our Twitter. It's up at dangerous.com. We posted the article at Infowars.com. So I appreciate her coming on with us. We got about an hour behind because Trump has big announcements on China and more. But, I mean, it's just, there's no doubt we're in the middle of an epic time. This is edge of your seat stuff, Laura. And here's the left staging town halls, not saying they're crisis actors, but getting kids that are anti-gun to be the spokespersons. That's now come out. And now this. We've got the audio coming up in the next segment, but tell folks about this.
Yeah, so I conducted a hidden audio sting on the Parkland the Parkland organizers here in Florida, because as you know, today they're departing for D.C. for their really big March for Our Lives, which is going to be a 3 or 4 day, palooza of liberals just gathering together in D.C. to protest Trump and protest the NRA and rally to take away our guns. And so they held this meeting, and a representative for the Giffords Foundation, who is also a teacher in Broward County, was caught on camera saying, in the audio, saying a lot of really disturbing things, telling the students to make sure they have their talking points ready so that they get as much media coverage as possible and influence politicians. She told the students that the Jews control the politicians in Washington. So you also have anti-Semitism along with left-leaning bias. And then she said, oh, this is super off the record, you guys, so don't repeat this, and then told the press who were in the room not to listen. But they don't even have the proper permits to have a march. You have to have permits in order to have a march on Capitol Hill. And the Giffords Foundation, which is tied to Gabby Giffords, you know, the congresswoman who was shot in the head in Arizona and now, promotes gun control, failed to acquire proper permitting. So they're having a rally, and this teacher literally caught on audio encouraging students to break the law and storm the White House and march to the White House and raise hell in front of POTUS, despite the fact that...
And let's talk about this, because Jewish people, I mean, is a very diverse group, and anybody trying to say it's one thing or the other is just pure bull, but the left's always calling anybody conservative or libertarian anti-Semitic, including people that are pro-Israel like myself, with no proof, except John Brokaw say it, so I got to sue him. And then anytime I get around leftist, it is just Jew this, Jew that, bash Jews, Soros hates Jews, salt-loathing Jew, wants to overthrow Israel. And that's right, you've got the audio here. It's on the article. It's a lot of it. Shooting their mouths off about Jews. Linda Sorcerer leads the women's march. I mean, these people are crazy.
Yeah, and it's also really concerning because when I confronted this teacher and this representative and I called her out and I said, why are you telling students, young minors that Jews control politicians in Washington? Are you an anti-Semite? And she goes, oh, I was just kidding. Well, if I were to make a joke and, about black people and use the N-word, would I be able to?
It's not a joke.
I was just kidding. I was just kidding. I was just kidding. Just disregard what I said. I was just kidding. No, I mean, people would fry me, especially.
Well, it's exactly. Stay there, Laura Loomer. I'm just saying it's bizarre. The only time I ever heard about Jewish cabals and stuff is going and covering leftist events. And then the very left that's doing all this is attacking me. I mean, they are crazy people. We'll be back. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Laura Loomer is a prolific investigative journalist. She helped with others expose the Saudi Arabian connection as part of that civil war that was going on before Trump got them to roll over. In Vegas, we now have footage on InfoWars.com. New surveillance video shows alleged Vegas gunman there days before. The government had said he was there, but our law enforcement sources said he was there days before. They told us he'd been in the Middle East. They told us it was part of a Saudi civil war. That all came out. Laura Loomer got the receipts, all of it, to help corroborate all that. That's on InfoWars.com. But there's a new story at Dangerous.com. And at InfoWars.com, leaked audio reveals Broward County teachers planning to illegally storm the White House. And so we're going to play a clip of this, but all that's one thing. That's bad enough. But I'm not bashing Northerners because a lot of great people live up north. I never heard people use the N-word till I went and did rallies and stuff like 15 years ago in New York, and I didn't hear a lot of it. And it was more like a joke. Oh, you're this Italian name. You're this Irish name. You're this black name. And I'd be sitting there at a table with a black guy and an Irish guy calling each other names. And, I mean, down here in Texas, I never used those terms. My dad would have kicked my ass. I mean, we were not racist because we were Christians and we didn't look down on people and we were going to bring up society. And my grandma would, you know, on Thanksgiving and on Christmas, it'd be like 15 old black ladies bringing us pie. I didn't know why till later. I don't want to get the whole stories about it, but my grandfather was one of the first Republicans to run as an Eisenhower Republican, and it was all pretty crazy. And I remember being in the grocery store when I was like 10 years old, my grandma visiting her in the summer, and somebody walked over and said, F you N-word lover, some KKK guy. She just bowed up to him and said, get out of my face, you white trash. And so my issue is, the Democrats, the left, I mean, these people are race-obsessed. And exactly, and I've interviewed Louis Farrakhan, and I've tried to bring people together. I'm not even going to attack him. But Obama meets with him when he gives speeches saying all this stuff, and that's all ignored. But then I don't say any of that, and I get attacked. So, Laura, I'm taking up your time here, and I apologize. Let's get into what happened and what went on. It's just crazy to see the Democrats, who lost the first Civil War, they lose the second one, trying to rebrand themselves, but it's only because of people's ignorance. But please continue. She got this. Tell us about this Broward County. You got the video, but who she is. Close, because this shows they're organizing the students, which we knew they were doing day one. But then they attack us and say it's a fake shooting or they're all actors if we just say they're organizing them. No, we're saying they're picking who they want to give voices. It's in the news today that a conservative student was banned from CNN.
Exactly. And a lot of conservatives, I mean, I received a 30-day ban on Facebook. You received strikes on your YouTube channel simply because we pointed out the fact that the liberal media and these organizers tied to left-wing politicians like the Giffords Foundation are giving these students scripts. And lo and behold, what does this organizer and this Broward County teacher say during this meeting? You guys, this is really like secret information, but make sure you guys have your talking points ready and that your camera ready for the legislators and the media and the reporters and CNN and Nancy Pelosi. They're having a secret meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. Joe Biden, who just said he wants to beat the hell out of Donald Trump. I thought this was supposed to be an anti-violence march, you know? It's all so hypocritical, and everything that the conservatives predicted is literally happening, and it's caught on this audio. Another thing that's extremely disturbing is Southwest Airlines. This organizer said that Southwest Airlines donated 200-plus seats for the student protesters to travel to D.C. Well, I called Southwest Airlines, and I say, hey, are you guys basically taking an anti-Trump, anti-gun position? Is it true that you guys have donated all these seats? And the representative said, no, 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 that's not true. And I recorded the phone call so your viewers can hear that, too. But the Giffords Foundation, I've exclusively obtained their official itinerary for the march. And all of the students and the people participating in this march are traveling on Southwest Airlines flights, which are flying out of Fort Lauderdale Airport this afternoon, right, really, as we speak right now. I can send you that itinerary so you can see it for yourself, but clearly either one, Southwest Airlines is lying, or two, the liberals and the Democrats.
Sure. Well, I want to play this clip, and there's a whole bunch of this, just a few minutes of it, but again, the left is like, kill all the white people, kill all the Jews, kill all the gentrifiers, and it's always weird white people. I'm just saying who it is, mainly women, you know, in Huffington Post, you name it, leading it. And it's like, and I'm not just patronizing. Most minorities I know are actually smart, hardworking people. They're not involved in all this. So it's a bunch of whacked out leftists leading this, Laura. I don't see where they think it's going because I don't think it's working.
Well, exactly. And then when I asked the teacher, I said, do you think it's really appropriate for you to be like, you know, abusing taxpayer-funded resources to print liberal propaganda and encourage your students to break the law? And she literally said, and I have a recording of this, I have no problem with civil disobedience. All right, so I guess she has no problem with students getting arrested for violently protesting the president, students skipping class, and her committing fraud, essentially, this woman, Debbie Miller, in which she jokingly tells the audience that she was printing copies of this liberal propaganda on a public school printer, right, using federal taxpayer resources to print liberal propaganda.
Let's be clear. Civil disobedience is in an area like a lunch counter. You won't let a black lady get lunch, or a black lady's got to go back to the bus. That's not really breaking a real law. But when you go out and hit somebody in the head with a bike lock, or you say Jews are the enemy, you have that speech. But as a teacher, you need to be exposed for what you did, especially when you're the people projecting that onto us. Let's play a clip from the larger clip of this radicalization of the students the day after they said that the Women's March funded by Soros was funding it. I pointed that out. They banned our YouTube. So, again, this is Democrat Party. This is funded. It's now in the news. It's being funded by the Democrats. And here is what they're all over the country bringing young people in, saying you're important, putting them in hotels, getting them dinner, and teaching them this. Here it is.
The other thing is, and again, this is super off the record. So, here's what happened. It was supposed to be a march. And then, shockingly, they wouldn't give permits for the march. So the march became a rally. Now, I've heard rumors from kids that since the rally is right on Pennsylvania Avenue and the White House is like a 20-minute walk up the street, that might happen. So it's conceivable that we could leave at the end of the rally and walk to the White House, where we rally some more and hold up our signs and say our piece and create a little help, and then go to the NEA building and have hot chocolate.
So she keeps saying, the kids tell me, she's there organizing it, Democratic funding, all this stuff. And the point is that they want to get rid of our free speech online while they're setting this all up in the real world. And it just shows how cryptic it is and how they've traumatized these young people into Stockholm Syndrome, and they're now trying to enslave them.
Well, and also what's really concerning is she says, and then when we're done raising hell and protesting Trump, we're going to go to the NEA building and have hot chocolate.
Woo!
The NEA building, the National Education Association. So you mean to tell me that a federal organization which is supposed to oversee the education of American youth is now taking an anti-Trump liberal position? I mean, God, if these people are literally protesting Trump and then getting funds or getting support from the NEA, this is a full-blown information war.
It's a federal elections commission violation. It's everything. And it's time for Trump to move against this because this is using taxpayer money. Laura Loomer, great job. The full article is at obviouslydangerous.com, Infowars.com. Your new site is lauraloomer.us. Everybody should follow you at Twitter at Laura Loomer. Great job. 30-second final comment.
I would just really also encourage all of your viewers to tweet at Southwest Airlines today and ask them, are they, in fact, bankrolling these students to go? I mean, if so, then they're taking a position against half of America. And I also think that people should contact the Broward County School officials and, you know, that there should be a federal complaint filed because this is an abuse.
Absolutely, folks. It's time to take action. And again, Southwest is crap, but it's got direct flights. I use it. If they're anti-gun and doing this, I'm done with Southwest. Laura Loomer, thank you so much. Amazing job.
Thank you.
We'll be back. It was just about an hour and a half ago. Owen Schroyer, the city council, it's dramatic footage. It's going to premiere here from the ATX on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, I've sworn an oath publicly to the Bill of Rights and Constitution because I believe in the idea of America and the Renaissance. And a lot of my ancestors have done it as well. A lot of my family has. And they did a lot of bad things because of their oath. But, you know, I can sit back and look at my 23 years on air and tell you that I'm not as good as some of my ancestors. I just, in the modern age, had a chance with telecommunications and the internet to do things a little bit pure my way. And I think what my ancestors would have done if they had what we have today. It's amazing. We're at a crossroads. And the world's changing. And it's not about what we do personally or what we gain personally. It's about how we change the world. On my mom's side of the family, not bragging, it's just an interesting story. On the heirs' side, folks that raised Colonel Travis's son, launched the Texas Revolution, met with President Jackson to covertly fund things after they'd already been in Texas for 10 years. He sold everything he had in New York. He was one of the richest men in New York. It was self-made. Real estate, slaughterhouses, you name it. And he funded a ship of Bibles and several other ships to get Protestant preachers into Galveston to launch the operation that a decade later would create Texas. Now, he financially ended up dying at some farmhouse in central Texas, but he died happy because he and then his son and others launched Texas. And that's what it's all about. Would you rather die some super rich man with a bunch of land in New York City or die being in the history book, the little busy beaver creating the state? I'm proud of that. And that's where we sit right now. It's not about us right now. It's about the long game. Because we live, I live because of all those people, those men and women that were tough as nails. Their commitment so strong, iron will, unstoppable. It's that strength the enemy hates. It's the will. So no matter what happens, never back down. And by the way, I know that the threat's going to become much greater. I haven't even been put on pressure yet. I get tears in my eyes because God is so strong and God is so great and God is so good. And I look at people that don't know what side to be on and I get upset for them not choosing God right away. Now let me get to this big news story. The headline is Antifa. The headline is Armed Antifa Block Entrance to the Austin City Council. That's what Owen Stroyer brought up to him. Because just a month ago, he tried to go down to a vigil for Kate Steinle, murdered by an illegal alien, and the jury let them off. Let the individual off that killed her as a virtue signal. And he went down to a park by the Capitol and there's 10 minutes of video where they come over with their guns live. It's a live stream and say, are you scared? We're going to hurt you. You're not allowed to go. And then hit him with clubs that won't let him in. And they say, you're shaking. Well, yeah, he's shaking because he's about to kick their ass. He says, yeah, I'm scared. You got guns. You're telling me I can't come in here. And they follow him all around the park and won't let him in. And they beat up other people. So Owen Schroyer went down to city council and he said, what would it be like if armed men out here kept people from coming into this meeting? Because that's what this is. Because they can block you to the park and the police let it happen. The police were right behind you. Then they could block you anywhere. And by the way, those cops are scared of some guys with guns. They shouldn't be cops. Mass Antifa tried to fight InfoWars reporter. Now, let's go ahead and go to what just happened a few hours ago. Owen's coming up in 35 minutes with the war room. But this is what happened. This has just been on local cable. This is not aired yet on the Internet or radio or TV. Here is Owen illustrating it.
All right, well, I'm going to start by asking the council a question. Given everything that's happened in the month of March with the bombings and the police officers saying, if you see anything suspicious, say something, I think we would all agree that masked men walking around with firearms is something suspicious. Now, I'm going to play this video for the council to review that illustrates that exact thing happening. Now, I am a firm believer in the First Amendment right, so an individual has the right to walk around with their face covered. I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment right. I believe in constitutional carry, so you can carry a rifle or whatever firearm you want with you. However, according to U.S. Code Title 18, Part 1, Chapter 13, Subsection 241, Conspiracy Against Rights states, if two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, or district in the free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege secured by him by the Constitution or laws of the United States, or because of his having so exercised them the same, or two or more persons go in disguise or on the premises of another with intent to prevent or hinder his free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege so secured, they shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years. Well, on December 10th, the video you're witnessing right now, I went to a memorial march for a deceased victim of a violent crime. And I was met, as you can see in these pictures, by masked men with arms on their triggers of rifles, battering clubs, etc. Here you can see this man has his finger on the trigger, keeping me from going to a park. A memorial, here's them with shields and clubs blocking me entrance from a park for a dead person's memorial. Now, if that doesn't violate the code, I don't know what does. And I find it timely that we sit here today with you all discussing getting more funding for police, but I did not hear one person make a suggestion to keep violent criminals off the streets. Well, maybe if we looked into sanctuary city laws and keeping masked men with guns off the streets, we wouldn't have to have 100 police officers out there every time somebody wants to have a march, which is every weekend. Now, I'll just say this in closing and provide an illustration for you.
He puts a mask and hat on, Antifa. So he doesn't look like a meth head, so he doesn't really wear it well.
If I was outside holding a rifle, keeping people from getting into this city council to state their claim, do you think I should be arrested? I think everybody here would agree, yes, that should be an arrest, absolutely. But for some reason, and I'm not blaming the APD because I think they're good men and women. Most of my experiences with them have been positive. But if we're not going to arrest armed individuals with masks, brandishing weapons, intimidating people from their free speech, a clear violation of the law, I just want to know why. And I want to know if this city council thinks that that's the type of city that we should live in. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Mayor.
Ms. Yes.
If he would provide us with a link, because I couldn't see that.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
Owen Schroyer, we're looking for a few good men and women here at InfoWars. God. It's an incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen, but we're here for this time. We're here for this confrontation. And as long as we show up, we will win. Thank you all for your support of InfoWars. Thanks to John Rappaport, let me take 30 minutes of his hour. The founder of NoMoreFakeNews.com, It's straight ahead on the other side. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Please spread the links. You are the resistance.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
John Rappaport sitting in for Alex here in the fourth hour. Good to be here at InfoWars. Before we jump in on the subject of globalism, of course,
Just want to remind you about the Alexa Pure Breeze air purifier, which is now $50 off with free shipping for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Dust, bacteria, allergens, viruses, and so forth in the air. But with the revolutionary air purification system, Alexa Pure, you can remove a huge percentage of these airborne toxins and contaminants in your home. It's a game changer. Comparable units cost as much as $800. Bringing it to you here at InfoWars, Alexa Pure, $50 off with free shipping. You buy products that make you stronger and healthier, you fund the InfoWar. That's the long and the short of it, folks. I haven't done an overview on globalism for some time. So in the time remaining in this hour, I want to just focus in cleanly and clearly on some of the major agendas that work together, like a tinker toy, like a system, to defame, deface, degrade, take down the planet in order to run it from a central control point. That's the agenda of globalism. It involves wrecking economies. It involves engendering chaos, conflict, divide and conquer wherever possible. Politicians from one end of the planet to the other are caught up in it. They are agents. They are assets. They are blackmailable. Bureaucracies that grow larger by the day are the human machine that powers it. And, of course, governments collaborate with corporations, and corporations collaborate with governments. What do you think the evil censorship push is all about? Anything that has even the faintest whiff of anti-globalism comes under the scrutiny of these agencies and corporations such as social media giants, and they want to excise it from the body politic because it is a threat. Because anything that potentially can wake people up as individuals to their own freedom and power and their inherent natural rights, that is war. That is war for the globalists, and they have to squash it, censor it, wipe it out to the greatest degree possible. That's their MO. That's what they're doing. They've lost the argument in the last year and a half, 2 years. They have really lost the argument. There is no more discussion or debate as far as they're concerned. I'm talking about every major media outlet in the world as well. There's nothing they can say. There's nothing they can do that is going to convince people on any rational basis to give up their freedom. Because freedom is on the table. It's out in the open. Do you want to be free and independent? Or do you want to be dependent and a slave? People are waking up by the millions to this. The mass immigration program is nothing more and nothing less than a way of engendering chaos and destruction, and a way of eradicating borders, because separate nations are an anathema to the globalists. They can't deal with that. They can't deal with nationalism. They certainly cannot deal with any nation whose people or leaders say, we want to be internally strong. We want to be prosperous. We want to have a prosperous economy. We want to have a favorable trade balance. We want to empower people economically across the board. We want to raise people up. Any whiff or hint of that is like a stake coming at the heart of vampires. The globalists cannot stand that, and they have to squash it out. What does mass migration from country to country to country to country do? You know the facts. You're aware. You're awake. You see elevated levels of crime, gigantic burdens on taxpayers. Governments go into insupportable debt, as is happening in the state of California, for example, and so many other negative, to say the least, consequences. But that doesn't matter to the globalists. They must use this, not just use mass migration, but initiate it, make it part of their ongoing agenda at the level of the European Union, at the level of the United Nations, in the name of humanity, of course, which is the BS propaganda, in order to eradicate borders and therefore eradicate nations. Look at their rhetoric. Look at what they're saying. Look at what they're doing. Are you aware, for example, that the prestigious National Academy of Sciences in America, which is one of the most elevated groups of scientists, recently carried out a study in which volunteers were dosed with a hormone called oxytocin, called the love hormone or the hugging hormone, in order to get them to change their negative views about immigrants and mass immigration? The study happened. The study was carried out. Social programming cues plus chemical dosing with a hormone and neurotransmitter called oxytocin. And the study authors made no bones about it. They assumed that not only would mass immigration continue as an ongoing program across the planet, but they also assumed that there were no reasonable or rational objections that anybody could possibly have to this program. And therefore, the only reason that people would be opposed is because they were deficient in a hormone which they would supply, never mind the negative adverse effects of such a hormone that creates imbalance in the endocrine system or any of that. Forget all that. No, we're going to supply as much oxytocin as necessary to change the minds of people, to program them and control them. This is mind control on a chemical level, so that they would be passive and accepting and welcoming, no matter how many immigrants came in or who they were or what they did. People would just be oblivious to that. So do you think this is an isolated study just for the fun of it? No, of course not. The study authors claim that they have found what they call a socio-biological underpinning to the whole issue of immigration. And therefore, this will be tried out on a wider basis, of course. We'll be back after this.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice. even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in Backyard Self-Reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, in the fourth hour, sitting in for Alex, our survey of globalism. I'm going to compress this down and try to get as much as I can in before the top of the hour. Trade treaties, the stock market, mega corporations, tariffs. What does all this have to do with globalism? Coming out of World War II, the plan, the master plan, was that mega corporations would be the wedge into every country in the world for the spread of globalism, the control of the planet top down. These mega corporations wanted one central thing: no tariffs, meaning they could set up shop anywhere in the world, slave wages, no environmental protections of any kind, workers committing suicide, whatever, produce their products dirt cheap, export them anywhere in the world, and when those products entered those countries where they were exported, no taxes, no tariffs, in other words, no protection for the domestic producers in those countries who were making similar products. Destroy those people. Just knock them out. In fact, as we've seen in the U.S., for example, major corporations close down their factories, say, we're going to X country and we're going to set up the same factory, so we're firing all you people here. We don't care about you. You are indeed the deplorables. So, that's their game plan. That's how they pump up the mega corporations to incredible levels of profit. So recently when Trump said, okay, we're going to put some tariffs on, folks, welcome back tariffs on steel and aluminum, 25% and 10%, meaning when these imports came, they were going to be taxed to put them on a reasonably competitive level with existing and potential steel and aluminum producers in the United States, who could then swing back into production. Well, again, this is like a silver bullet aimed at the brain of a werewolf, as far as the globalists are concerned, the werewolves. No tariffs. We can't have any tariffs. No tariffs. No tariffs. And as I warned and as I predicted, the stock market was going to wobble. And we saw Gary Cohn, who had been Trump's economic advisor, also the past president CEO of Goldman Sachs, resign. I'm going to resign my job. He left. The stock market is used on any president as leverage by the globalists. You do what we say, don't cross this line, or we will take down the stock market. And then everybody will believe, no matter what the truth is, that the overall economy is crashing and collapsing because of you, Mr. President, and your economic policies. And the media will back us up. We will manipulate the stock market. It has nothing to do with the overall economy. It's just a giant casino. But all of our media people are prepared, indoctrinated, brainwashed to believe that the stock market and the overall economy are intrinsically joined at the hip, and that will be your fate. That's your destiny. That's what's going to happen to you. So Trump overstepped. Tariffs are coming back, he said, on key elements. We've seen the stock market wobble. So these trade treaties that have been enacted since the end of World War II are all about eliminating tariffs and making the way for mega corporations to rule the earth under the umbrella of globalism. That's the deal. And finally, and this may be the most important aspect, well, I'm eliminating the medical cartel, which is a major, major arm of globalism, but I've talked about that many times on the show here, so we'll put that aside for today. Energy use by every human on the planet. Energy use. What do you think the pseudoscience called global warming or climate change is all about? It is to indoctrinate people to the idea that we're destroying the planet, and therefore energy production in all countries in the world has to be lowered 15%, 20% in order to save the planet. That's the big lie. Not talking about actual pollution here. We're talking about this pseudoscientific theory that's been floated. And the corollary to that, the bottom line is, well, therefore, by limiting energy production all over the planet, we now have to go further and begin to assign energy quotas at first to nations, to industries, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which we, the globalists, can measure. And then we have to take it even further down to the individual human being, no matter where he or she lives. And we have these wonderful devices called smart meters, which we're going to install by the ton all over the planet, long-term goal, so that we can detect down to the finest level the amount of energy that you, my friend, are using wherever you live and which devices you're using and how much each device uses of energy. The ultimate game plan here, and this is in the sustainability program of the United Nations, quotas to measure your energy use and to say there is a ceiling on your energy use. And we know what that ceiling is because we know how much energy is being produced on a continuous basis on planet Earth. These are the technocrats talking, who are the globalists at the highest level. And we will eventually enforce that quota, that ceiling quota, on you for energy use. So, in fact, it will be as if not literally, figuratively, you have a credit card, an energy credit card. And when it runs out, no more energy until the next period begins. That's one of the ultimate threads of control that the globalists are working toward as we speak right now. And the incoming 5G system of, faster Netflix and faster idiot news broadcasts, and, we got to make things faster and faster and faster. It's not as good as we could have it now. That will also be deployed to finer judge how much energy, how much electricity, et cetera, is being deployed around the planet and where, in order to set energy quotas, as well as to harm people with these transmissions. No question about that now. So that is where this is all going, unless it's stopped. And you and we are the people who are offering the resistance to that, not just the passive resistance. Don't stay on the defense. That's not the idea. The idea is to wake up as many people as possible in as short a time as possible to what is happening. Globalism is just the modern face of ancient tyranny. It's just wearing a different suit. It's employing different technology. It's intrusive and invasive and destructive in exactly the same way. And psychologically and spiritually, what it is saying to every individual on the planet is you have no power. You have none. That was a fantasy. In fact, you as an individual are a fantasy. This is some delusion that you have fostered within yourself to think of yourself as an individual. Individuals don't even exist. Only groups exist. Only the collective exists. Only the hive mind exists. At a spiritual level, only collective consciousness exists. There is no consciousness that is yours. That is some sort of historical delusion that we are wiping out, as well as wiping out you, the individual. That's where they're going, and we're the people who are going to stop it. Thanks for listening in the fourth hour. See you in a couple of weeks.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why
take another pill.
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com